Melinda French Gates has spent the last quarter century giving a lot of money to charity. In 2000, she co-founded the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation with her then-husband, Microsoft founder Bill Gates. It is now the country's largest charity and, we should note, has provided financial support to NPR. Now French Gates is striking out on her own, trying to lift up other women. NPR's Maria Aspen caught up with her earlier this week to hear more about her plans.
This year, at age 60, Melinda French Gates finally got to start controlling all of her own money.
Okay, I'm on my own, and yet I'm using my own personal resources to put substantial investments behind women.
French Gates divorced her husband, Bill, 3 years ago. But she stayed on at the foundation they started together, where she wielded a lot of power, but still had to get her ex-husband on board for their joint giving decisions. But this May, she walked away from the Gates Foundation, taking billions of dollars with her. Now she fully controls her money, and she wants to use it to help other women.
I've known this is basically a hole that has existed for a long time, and I feel like by putting my resources there and my voice behind it, I'm saying this is important.
This year, French Gates promised to spend $1 billion to address the many systemic problems affecting women and girls. Things like the lack of strong maternal health care, or reproductive health care, or caregiving support. This week, she launched a fund specifically focused on women's mental and physical health. Many charities have long overlooked these problems.
Only 2% of philanthropic dollars are directed specifically to women and girls. We're more than half the population.
Elizabeth Dale is with the Johnson Center for Philanthropy. She thinks French Gates could make a real difference for women.
She is a philanthropist with influence, and she's using that influence in a number of different ways through her personal statements as well as through her giving.
It'll take more than one billionaire, no matter how generous, to make up for the lack of resources devoted to women. But French Gates is hoping that her growing celebrity, as much as her money, can help make a difference.
This is important, and I hope that others will follow.
Now she's calling on other people with money, and on our governments, to start taking women more seriously. Maria Aspen, NPR News, New York.